This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Mackenzie wasn't kidding. He said, we're going on the air in a minute. And I, really? Yeah, he wasn't kidding. Thanks so much for being with us this morning, Mackenzie. He's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. And we're delighted you're in class with us today. We broadcast 2 hours each day, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. And if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And you know about this listen line? I have been sending emails to Zeno Radio, and they sent me a response saying that they're working on it. I really wish they'd fix it because we have, I got to tell you, we have a lot of people listening to our broadcast on the telephone listen line. They take us with us as they travel. And maybe I'll give you the email address, and maybe if they get a whole bunch of emails from us, that, well, just go to Zeno Radio, ZenoRadio.com. Click on contact, and maybe you can send them a message that our telephone listen line is stuck. It's been stuck for about a week, and it sure would be great if they would unstick it. Rich Sheban's with us today. Welcome, Rich Sheban.
Thank you, Mr. Fennelli. It's always an honor.
Well, I won't say an honor. It's just delightful. It's great broadcasting with you, Rich Sheban. I wanted to share something with you. So last Friday, I did a broadcast with our engineer, Patrick. And I was talking with Patrick off the air, and we're talking about, you know, do the engineers agree or disagree with some of the things that the hosts say? And he said, yeah, you know, they disagree. And he told me that he doesn't agree with everything that I say. And I was absolutely shocked. I mean, I couldn't believe that he would disagree with the things that I say. Now, for a lot of reasons, I couldn't believe it. One reason is it must be terrible. You know, like, imagine going to work, and you've got a boss. And I'm not saying I'm the boss, but I'm the guy that, I'm the host, okay? So it would be like going to work where you have a boss, and the boss says things, and you have to be quiet. Can't say anything. That'd be terrible. I mean, I would probably explode from the pressure of disagreement, you know, if I were in that situation. So that's one thing. Another thing is it just having to be in an environment where you hear things that you just disagree with. Well, he said that he was off air, that he was a millennial, and that he disagreed with some of the things that I say about millennials. Like, I don't think they know as much as they need to know about common sense things. And I said, well, why don't you come on the air with me and we'll talk about it. We'll discuss it on the air. You can talk about the things that you disagree with me. So I've never really enjoyed debate. I avoided all the debate classes in school. Well, anyway, I thought, okay, here's going to be a debate. Well, it turned out that we really didn't disagree on anything. Nothing. We were in total agreement. And it's just that maybe I didn't explain some of the things that I said about millennials well enough. So I'm looking forward to having Patrick on again and again, and then we'll talk about things that are of interest. Well, One of the things that I said was the millennials don't know how to do a lot of things that the previous generation and the generation before that knew and know how to do. Like hammer and nail and measure and estimate and those kinds of things. And I blamed it on several groups. One, the government. I blamed it on George Bush. George Bush, no child left behind. His plan, which really means no child has a chance. I'll explain that in a little bit. And I blamed it on the parents. I blamed it on the parents buying things for their children and not having their children save and earn and do things the hard way so that they could learn firsthand, you know, with guidance from the parents. I blamed it on the school system, taking away things like marksmanship class and taking away the trade school classes, like mechanics, auto mechanics, and masonry, and carpentry, and electricity, and, you know, plumbing, and those kinds of things. So I blamed it on all of those things, and in the corporations, which have made it impossible to service the automobiles. It's a, you know, you need to have a computer connection, and you need to have the software, and you can't get the software, and it's all proprietary. So you're really kind of stuck when it comes to servicing some of the current automobiles in, you know, tune-up. Pretty much forget doing a tune-up. All right, so I said those things, and some people might have disagreed with me. Well, let me just give you an example. Now, we say things at USA Prepares that are usually way ahead of the curve, years ahead of the curve. Well, I'm going to give you an example. So our son went to an event, a coin show, recently, and he went with two other people. He went with a married couple. And the entrance fee to the coin show was $5 a head. Now, there's three of them. So three people at $5 a head, we're going to do the math right here on the air without paper and pencil. Three people times $5 a head is $15. So he had a $100 bill with him. Maybe he's going to use that to buy some things at this particular coin show. So he wanted to get some change. So he handed the gal at the front table $100 and said, no, it's for the three of us. So she had a great deal of difficulty with this calculation. Three people times $5 is $15. And then you start with 100 and you subtract 15 and you get $85 change. She kind of fumbled around, and she was a gal in about her 40s, and she apologized, and she said math is not her strong suit. She's an English teacher. She's an English teacher. So she got out her calculator, which is her phone, and she did the calculation, and she came back with the answer of $85 change. And she said, check it, because I'm not sure it's right. Now, these are the people who are teaching the millennials. It's just one example. Now, if you go to any restaurant where they have a cash register and you know you're paying on the way out, and you give them change, if the cash register doesn't say the amount tendered, here's the amount for the check, and here's the change, if it's a cash transaction, typically the young person behind the cash register can't make change without the cash register telling them what to do. So I'm going to tell you how to do it. There's what's called the Austrian method of addition, which is subtraction. So what you do is you start with the $15. You say, okay, 3 times $5 is $15. Then you go to the cash register and you say, okay, I'm going to take out another $5 bill. So 15 and 5 makes 20. And then 20 more, then 20 more, and then 20 more, and then 20 more makes 100. That's how you do it. It's as simple as that. So the Austrian method is the way that children should be taught how to make change from behind the cash register, because obviously they don't know how to do it. And when Ron Paul was running for president, I was going to buy two Ron Paul hats, two of them, and they were $7 a piece. It was like at a gun show type thing. And Mrs. Finelli was with us. So 7 and 7 is $14. And I pulled out a $20 bill to pay for them. And the person behind the table didn't know what to do.
Unbelievable.
Could not make change. Now, both of these instances were in Springfield, Missouri. Okay? So it's not like we were in a third world country. Well, maybe we are in a third world country. But, Rich, I am absolutely serious about what I just said.
Well, Vince, I'll be honest with you. This is one of the reasons why I say 90% of the college degrees are worthless. The highest paid faculty member around the nation, especially for the big schools, is the football coach. It's all about social indoctrination. For example, Clemson University expecting certain people to be on time is racist. University of California, they have chill zones and mats and beanbag chairs for gnats. University of Michigan, Trump derangement syndrome, enlist services of a psychologist in rooms full of Play-Doh and bubbles. I'm not making this up. University of Arkansas, eliminating C grades and starting grades at a B level. Several universities around the country saying the American flag is a symbol of hate. College students are intimidated by masculine wood paneling. Universities hiring social justice warriors to tattletale on other students' speech. This is why the mainstream media carries the narrative through satire and banter and be derogatory against conservative thinkers. They want basically followers. Their MO is to distract, dumb down, and divide the American people by groups. So football, for example, and that's why the highest paid faculty member of most colleges is the head football coach, is a great distraction. So this is what we have in America today. People who have lost the ability to think. And this is why I always mention we have to relearn those 19th century skills and dovetail them with 21st century technology. The average American spends seven to eight hours per day, not per week, per day on their television and or smartphone. And we've lost that balance in life between nature and technology. We need to get that back, Vince.
There's no question about it. So let's fast forward. From George Bush. Well, let's talk about that for a second. So George Bush wants no child left behind. And so in Virginia, the Commonwealth of Virginia, when I was there, they came up with standardized tests. So the children in school would have to take a test in order to progress to the next grade. Seems logical, right? Well, I'll tell you what happened, what really happened when we come back. And class, you're going to find out that if you love your child, you're going to want to take him out of that public training camp. No kidding. We'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Stevens with us, off-grid Montana, offgridmontana.com. So, Rich, in the Commonwealth of Virginia, when I was there back in the late 80s, 90s, and the early 2000s, the teachers were told about this new standardized testing that would be going on. So instead of the teacher determining what the students should learn and talking with the administration and the principal and the school board about what should be going on in those particular classrooms that the teachers headed, that was all determined by standardized learning. So the teachers would be administering tests to their students, and if the teachers, if the students of that particular teacher did not pass the test, well, then that teacher would be fired. The teacher would lose their job. So then when you think about this, you think, well, okay, that makes sense. And there's certain things that the students have to learn. We can't leave it up to the teachers because they might teach whatever they feel is important. And we can't, you know, we've got to have some kind of standardization. So we have statewide standardization of what the students are going to be learning in each grade. All right. Then the teachers are held responsible for what the students learn. And the proof of that is through the results of the tests, the standardized tests based on the standardized learning. Sounds reasonable. Okay. Well, what happened was that the teachers were so in fear of losing their jobs that they were able to get copies of the test. And what they did was they said, boys and girls, if you're asked this question, here's the answer. Here's the next answer. Here's the next answer. So what the teachers were doing was teaching the students the answers to the questions on the test. That's called teaching to the test. So actually, we are teaching, or we are programming the students to regurgitate the answers. Not how you derive the answer, not why that's the correct answer or the best answer, but here's the answer when you're asked this question, and all you do is regurgitate it. And that's what was happening. So now you combine that with why or what the students know, and you find out they don't know too much. They don't know how to estimate. And I keep using that word estimate because it's so darn important in everything that we do. I mean, I can look at my gas gauge or my diesel fuel gauge on the tractor or on a vehicle, a truck or a car that I happen to be in, and I know how many miles per gallon I get on average, and I know how far I can go, and I can decide where I'm going to buy the next lot of fuel based on estimating how far I can go. I mean, it's simple. However, if we use calculators over and over and over again, and that becomes our crutch, we forget how to estimate. Heck, we forget how to spell. Heck, we forget how to add, subtract, multiply, and divide. How many times do you find people with very simple arithmetic problems, and they have to pull out their phone to get the answer because they don't know? And they can't figure it out. And it's too hard. It's because we have lost the ability to estimate. We've lost the ability to perform simple mathematics in our head. Why? Because we have that thing in our pockets that'll tell us the answer. All we have to do is type it in. So I think that the cell phone, which is a pretty darn handy device, it's actually a pocket communicator and a computer, that thing is costing us our ability to estimate and learn and understand and do things. And I'm not kidding. And I don't have one. So let's fast forward to Baltimore, Maryland. Okay? This all ties together. Baltimore, Maryland. And this article is ZeroHedge.com. Okay, so in recent times, we've covered a grade rigging scandal in Baltimore, Maryland. That's worth paying attention. These are the words of the article. Okay. Baltimore city school systems could be on the verge of gaining national attention as the prime example of America's broken education system. What's happened is the teachers are rigging the grades to pass the students on from level to level to level. And how bad is it? Well, there are 6 schools in Baltimore, Maryland, where the students, not one student, can that's proficient in math. How's that possible?
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do. Even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So we're talking about Baltimore, Maryland. And here's one of the quotes from the article that I'm reading on Zero Hedge. How can a high school with zero students proficient in math have one of the highest graduation rates? How's that possible? It's not possible, okay? Another part says, we've graduated kids. I use the word kids. I would use the word students or children. These are the word kids. I don't know why we use the word kid. Those are baby goats. Kids are baby goats. We have graduated kids who can't read the diploma. Okay? That's Fox, Baltimore. Okay? Now, let me read the definition of racket or racketeering. A racket, and this is Wikipedia, a racket is a planned or organized criminal act, usually in which the criminal act is a form of business or a way to regularly or briefly, but repeatedly, earn illegal or extorted money. A racket is often a repeated, continuous criminal operation. Conducting a racket is racketeering. Now, someone will have to explain to me how this grade rigging system, for which the school district, the school, the county in which the school is in, that district, gets money from the federal government and from the state for the education of children. Now, if they are grade rigging and passing students along whom do not deserve to be passed along because they don't know the material that they're being taught, if we are passing them along and we are altering their grades from what they should be, that is a criminal offense, in my opinion. That is racketeering. That is fraud on a grand scale. Now, what do we do with the superintendent of that district? Well, we arrest him for racketeering. What do we do with the principals? We arrest them. For what? Racketeering and fraud. What do we do with the teachers? We arrest them. For what? Racketeering and fraud. That's our money that's being wasted, squandered, pilfered, stolen, fraudulently obtained. Our money. It's an outrage. Now, until we start arresting these people, prosecuting them, and putting them in prison for the crimes that they've committed, this will continue. It will absolutely continue. And to this day, if you mention in Jefferson City at the center of government, if you mention Rory Ellinger, he was a former state representative. If you mention his name, the current representative say, "Oh, that poor guy. He was bludgeoned. Why was he bludgeoned? Because he was the guy that sponsored the bill to confiscate AK-47s, AR-15s, magazines of greater than 10 rounds, certain rifles, shotguns with certain kinds of grips that he didn't like. And if you didn't destroy yours, if you didn't get it out of the state of Missouri, or if you didn't turn it over to the government without compensation, 90 days after this bill became law, you would be a criminal, subject to imprisonment. Now, are these legal? Absolutely. They're legal. All of these guns, grips, they're all legal. But Rory Ellinger decided that they shouldn't be. So he was going to take something that you could have bought that was legal and turning it into something that was illegal and would make you a criminal for being in the possession of something that was perfectly legal in the first place. Now think of that as a refrigerator. You buy a refrigerator, and it's perfectly legal. Then 90 days later, they say, you know, that thing causes ozone depletion. You got to get rid of it. As a matter of fact, turn it into your government, where it will be destroyed safely. Or get it out of town, out of the state. Otherwise, you go to jail for 7 years. Or prison. That's the kind of thing we're talking about. These are crimes. Well, Rory Ellinger was bludgeoned because a couple broadcasters exposed what he wanted to do. And you're listening to one of them right now. Right now. So they know who I am. In Jefferson City, Missouri. And so if you see this kind of racketeering, I think you need to speak up. But who are you going to speak up to? The police? The courts? We don't have a justice system. You're going to have to do it yourselves. You're going to have to run for school board office. You're going to have to take control of your schools. You're going to have to fire the principals. You're going to have to fire the teachers. You're going to have to fire the superintendents. And if we do that, if enough of us do that, we can make a difference. Rich Sheban, any comments?
Well, yeah. Well, Vince, this is why I do these radio shows and talks and stuff, and I wrote the book, is what I'm trying to do is give people the guts to read research and speak up, because waking up the masses is the only way things are going to change. You know, some of the things, let me comment on some of the things that you just mentioned regarding the sad happenings in Baltimore. And Baltimore is not an anomaly. This is happening in many schools around the country. When schools can't, when students can't, graduating students cannot read their own diplomas, it basically purposely, the plan of action is to lower the bars of standards and expectations in America to cultivate followers and create and eliminate thinkers. And when you do that, you eliminate the foresight thinking too. Like some of the examples you were mentioning about math earlier. I think we talked about this briefly last week, or at least I did in some show, where they were, the articles are coming out that knowing math, and I'm paraphrasing here, is racist. Again,
I read the same article.
Bars of standards and expectations. So just like when you mentioned about cell phones and computers to do your calculating in math, it's all connected. The cell phones and Google and all these social media and search engines and, you know, the FANG companies that are trying to control everything because they have an addiction to power, money, and control. And they don't care about monopoly laws or antitrust laws. Basically, they're coming out with changing history and even changing definitions of words. So what I would like to do is get people to realize that we need to decentralize, not just from the school system, but in every way, shape, and form. Move out of the country, move out of the city, move to the country, learn certain skill sets, learn to control your own destiny a little more. What we need to do in the teaching realm, especially from the taxpayer's perspective, is stop teaching theory and start teaching needed practical experience. In other words, when we hire kids out of college to become teachers without 15 plus years of practical experience in the private sector real world, successful private sector experience, we have teachers who will bow to Common Core, who will bow to teaching 6-year-olds gender identity, who will bow to everything that the powers that be want to do. Now, I've used the term decentralized. You know, all this is coming from the top down. We need to have everything come from the bottom up. You know, basically what you're talking about is future control by, like, for example, the United Nations. Now, just think about who owns or runs the UN, the central banks, the IMF, the World Bank, the CFR, the big banks in America. Just give us some more specific names. The Rothschild Bank of London, Berlin Federal Reserve, the Bank of Paris, the Bank of Italy, the Bank of Hamburg, Amsterdam, Chase Manhattan, Rockefeller Bank of New York, Goldman Sachs. This is a short list. What the powers that be are doing is lowering the bars of standards and expectations by creating, through group identity politics, a.k.a. victim group status, which is their home run pitch, a different set of rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in. Professional wordsmithing, Hegelian dialectic, media propagandists, subliminal messaging. You can't even watch a movie for 5 minutes without getting some type of subliminal message from the globalist agenda, because they want to control the armies, lands, food, medicine, regulations, ports, transportation. Basically, they're going to end up owning the people and running the people. And that's, we are treading on thin ice. We're right there. And this is why we have to have these conversations. This is why we have to talk about raising the bars of standards and expectations, because when you insult the work ethic, the ability, and the intelligence of all these people and all these groups, you're degrading and disrespecting them. There's no chance of synergy. And you don't empower a nation or a group by lowering the bars of standards and expectations. And that's what these schools are doing. This is all part of the game. This is planned in every way, shape, and form. And we need to have these conversations and use Economy 101 analogies. We need to talk about financial betterment for the people. We need to talk about why savings and is so important and getting out of debt is so important to control one's own destiny. Because all this is turning everything upside down. It's meant to make you as an individual submissive. It's meant to protect, to basically break your will. And this is all protected. This whole ideology and strategy is protected by the elites. So as you listen to all these politically correct buzzwords like extremist, controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, conspiracy theorist, intolerant, violent, hater, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, you're being, as an individual, you're being demonized and discredited and delegitimized through every medium possible to say it like it is. So when you destroy America by lowering the bars of standards and expectations, you're rewarding mediocrity and ingenuity, productivity, innovation, and everything that made us great is on the chopping block. And it starts with the left-right paradigm, folks. Ideology is a very small part of it. The biggest part is the aristocracy versus the serfs and their control of the narrative, the memes, themes, talking points, and microphone. It's time to read, research, and stand up for humanity, for the bottom 93%. Vince?
Yeah, Rich Evans with us. Off-Grid Montana. I've got some comments when we come back.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to free you from your unwanted timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-783-2959. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, America's number one timeshare exit service run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee, and our team has already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-783-2959. That's 1-800-783-2959, 1-800-783-2959.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Flash.
God, you're take my when you go to the season
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Okay, class. I need your help. Yeah, so I called the telephone listen lines during the break of this broadcast, and they're still repeating for over a week now the same rerun of USA Prepares. Now, I think it's great that they're rerunning it, but it sure would be nice to have the current material. So here's the email address, support@zenoradio.com. Now, if you'd consider sending them an email and asking them to fix the telephone listen line at USA Prepares, I'd appreciate it. Maybe if enough of us get together, we can get it fixed. So that's support, S-U-P-P-O-R-T, at Zeno Radio, Z-E-N-O, Radio, R-A-D-I-O, .com. And in the subject line, put USA Prepares stuck on rerun. Can you please fix it? And they'd like to know the telephone numbers of the telephone listen lines that are stuck. And that is, oh, several of them, 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. And there's another one, 605-562-4080. 605-562-4080. So if you wouldn't mind sending that email, I've done it several times as well. Maybe if enough of us do it, we can fix it. For achievements with Rich, so, you know, one of the things that I mentioned is that you've got to run for these offices to fire the principals, the teachers, and the superintendents. And so I called the Missouri School Board Association. And I said, so what are the requirements to run for school board office? Because I was going to do it. And I wanted to fire the superintendent. I did. For mismanagement of the school. And so I made my intentions known that I was going to do it. And so I called the Missouri School Board Association. They said, okay, well, you've got to be at least 24 years old. Okay, well, I can do that. And you have to be a resident at least 1 year and a taxpayer of the district. So you have to be a Missouri resident of at least a year in the county that you want to run for school board of. Okay, well, I can do that. So I met all the qualifications. Have to be a taxpayer for a year at least, a resident for a year at least of the county or the district, and you have to be over 24 years old. So the next question I asked the guy in this, at the school board office was, so it's okay that I'm a felon? And he said, yeah, I guess that's okay. I said, well, I'm not a felon, but I was just wondering if it'd be okay. And he said, yeah, there's nothing that says that a felon can't run. So I ran. Put an ad in the paper. And the ad said, fire the entire school board district, one director at a time. Consider voting for Vincent Finelli, the only candidate who won't make your child urinate in a cup. Put that in the paper. And I lost. I mean, I always lose. But I ran. So who beat me? Well, a guy who allegedly was arrested and convicted of a felony. So I ran allegedly against a convicted felon. And he beat me by a wide, huge margin. So the school district is just as dumb as it was before. No one is fixing it. And it's, well, you know, he's from here. We got to vote for somebody from here. He's one of us. A convicted felon, allegedly. So I keep trying. I'm a slow learner. Let me tell you another story. So when I was in Virginia, I had some students in my class. I started out with about 60 students. I ended up with about 15. And one of my students got a scholarship. He was in the top 11% of his graduating class. Got a scholarship to college, a free ride. The next semester, I saw him around town. He was wearing one of those uniforms for an office supply company in town. I said, so what are you doing? He said, I'm working for the office supply company. So I thought you were in school. He said, yeah, I flunked out. I said, what happened? He said, well, I wasn't prepared. He was in the top 11%, and he wasn't prepared for college. And he flunked out for a semester. I guess we passed him along. Gave him grades that he didn't deserve, I'm guessing.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? AllisonMed is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced Allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior AlloMed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. AllisonMed. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.